Yivamos Perik Yud Mishnah Zion 10:7. More on the ramifications of 9-year-old plus Benaya Bar Mitzvah sleeping with a Yavama. Here we have the case of what happens if two brothers, both of whom are not Bar Mitzvah, both sleep with the Yavama. So the Mishnah says, Ben Tesha Shanav Yom Echan, a 9-year-old boy, Shebal Yavimto, who sleeps with his Yavama, Va'achkach Balea Achiv, after that his other brother also sleeps with her, Shehu Ben Tesha V'Shanim V'Yom Echad, he's also not yet Bar Mitzvah, Pasal Al Yado, the first guy gets boxed out from ever marrying the Yavama through the act of the second brother. Idea being, as you said before, the rabbis conferred the status of mimer to an act of bia done by a minor in the context of Yavama, and therefore it's as if two brothers, both, if they've been grown-ups, both gave mimer to this woman. If she accepted mimer for both of them, as you learned in previous prakim, neither of them is now allowed to do yibum. Both, one of them would have to do chalitza. So the same kind of thing over here. So the idea is the lumdus, and I'll hear, just hear the lumdus a bit here because it's important to contrast it with the next lines of the Mishnah. The lumdus is mimer is considered to be a partial kinyan, a partial grabbing on of the ishus, of the marriage. And therefore, since now the first guy who does mimer, or in the context of our Mishnah here, be as a child, which is the equivalent of mimer, he has like a partial marriage to this woman, and the second one also would have then like second partial marriage, and since each, the woman is, so to speak, whatever it means, partially married to each of them, neither can marry her because neither can marry her in full anymore. That being the case, no one of these two boys get to marry her, someone has to do chalitza and set her totally free. In contrast, the next line of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer lo fasal. Rabbi Shimon says, when the second brother, who's a minor, sleeps with the Yavama, after the first brother, who was a minor, slept with her, the second brother does not box out that first brother from being eligible to still follow through and marry this Yavama when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Now, to understand why Rabbi Shimon holds that, and it's important to understand the lumdus because it's going to play out again still in the Perek, Rabbi Shimon holds that the status of Bia, of a minor, in the context of Yibam, is not a rabbinic enactment that it's like a partial kinyan, a partial marriage. Rather, it's a suffix d'oraisa. It's just a question mark whether or not this Bia is effective in affecting Yibam. Again, you recall we said in the previous Mishnah, this is the point here, we're trying to square away two facts. Number one, this is a child who normally can't affect marriage. On the other hand, the act of intercourse of a child from 9 years old has a halachic status of intercourse. And when it comes to the context of Yibum, it seems that's all that you need is just an act of intercourse, regardless of the intentions and so on behind that act to effect the Yibum. So that would suggest very possibly that a 9-year-old plus should be able or could be able to affect Yibum, even though he's not old enough to do other things like affect the marriage normally. So the Tanakam, the Chacham reject that and say he can't, but since it looks kind of funny and it's strange, we'll treat it as if it's like a partial marriage. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm just not sure. We're just not sure whether the act of bia of a minor affects Yibum or not. But on an Adoraisa level. But that being the case, Mamanafshach, either way you look at it, the second guy doesn't mess up the first guy. Why not? Because if the first guy who sleeps with the Yavama is able to affect a full-blown marriage, so then she's married to him. She's married to the first guy. And that being the case, the second guy can't mess it up. The marriage is the marriage. Can't undo a marriage through another guy. On the other hand, if it's nothing, then it's nothing even on a rabbinic level. It's nothing. It's just because it's a suffix, we treat it the same kind of way in most cases. But in this case here, since it's nothing, so when the first guy sleeps with her, that's nothing. It's like a guy sleeping with any girl on the street. That's doesn't bind marriage. So when the second guy also, that's also nothing. It also doesn't affect marriage. Meaning she's still like totally penuya. She's still available to do yibum with somebody, either one. Meaning that the second guy didn't mess up the first guy either way. That's why the Rabbi Shimon holds lo pasal. The first guy is not messed up. The second guy is certainly still out of the running, since on the tzad, the possibility of the first brother by sleeping with this woman affected marriage. Now there's no chance that we could let the second guy even marry her because maybe she's written ishus ish. already married. So it's just the first guy who's not messed up. The second guy for sure is out of the running. Now, just one point. Normally the situation is if a woman were married in any context and she has an affair with another man, she becomes forbidden to her husband. So that would suggest then over here, if first she sleeps with Mr. A and then she sees the Mr. B, so then she should be puzzled, should be messed up to Mr. A, because on the tzad that the first act was really effected the marriage through Yibam, so then the second act really is an act of adultery, which render her forbidden to her husband. So it sounds like the second guy could mess up the first guy. And that is, in fact, true. It's just that the case of our mission must be something other than that. So the simplest answer would be that, let's say, for example, that when the second brother slept with her, it was against her control, against her wishes. That being the case, in such a scenario, a woman is considered like a victim and not considered to be an adulteress, and therefore she's not forbidden to her husband. So that would be the case over here, too, where, say, for example, the first guy slept with her, maybe it's marriage, maybe it isn't, but when the second guy slept with her, even on the tzad that it was marriage the first time, the second act didn't make her forbidden to him because it was an act against her will.